The Marine Resources Center at MBL is home to tank after tank of sea creatures, corals and sharks, and thousands of cephalopods.
So we've got some cuttlefish that are in here. We've got some octopuses in these various tanks here.
But for the first time on Monday, it played host to a prince, Albert II, the reigning monarch of Monaco.
Would you like to feed one?
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
It's their favorite food.
Brett Grassi, the manager of cephalopod research at MBL, is the one who asked the prince if he wanted to feed an octopus.
Oh, it's an honor having the prince here and someone of that environmental stature and someone who's been integral in putting good conservation policies in place and things like that. Is an honor to be able to show him around. At the very least, I hope that he thinks that cephalopods are amazing animals and super cool.
And beyond that, on a more serious note, Grassi says he's grateful that MBL is getting support from the Prince's Foundation, which funds research into biodiversity, climate change, and water resources.
Our oceans are gravely under threat, as we all know, that despite of their size, the major role that they play in the balance of our planet and in the vital contributions to humanity.
After feeding the octopus and peering into other tanks full of all sorts of marine life, Prince Albert spoke to a group of trustees and scientists from MBL.
I'm proud and delighted that starting this year, my foundation is supporting a project here at MBL.
That project is a new one called SeaBase,
which is part of a broader initiative that the MBL is engaged in around the idea of genomes and microbes of marine organisms.
David Mark Welch is the director of the Division of Research at MBL. SeaBase is his brainchild. He says it will be an easily searchable database of critical research on the genomes and microbiomes of things like octopuses and skates, as well as the environmental changes occurring in their habitats.
What is the global distribution of the species that you're interested in? How has that changed over the last 50 or 60 years? How are skates adapting to climate change?
The oceans have a wealth of information that we've really just are barely tapping yet. And in the meantime, we're killing it.
John B. Kelly is president of the U.S. chapter of the Prince Albert II of Monaco Foundation. And he says the prince has a particular interest in protecting biodiversity and all its untapped secrets.
If we let the oceans deteriorate and we lose biodiversity, we're going to lose the secrets that nature gives us and that research will open and unlock, enabling us to solve things like Alzheimer's or to find cures to cancer.
Both Kelly and David Mark Welch say they hope this is just the beginning of a long relationship between the Prince's Foundation and the Marine Biological Laboratory. For WCAI, I'm Samantha Fields in Woods Hole.